Welcome to Now Church. For the latest updates, visit us at nowchurch.com, including live or on-demand video, online giving, and much more. And don't forget to follow Now Church on our social media platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. And please use the hashtag NowChurch. Thank you, and enjoy today's service.
Beginning a brand new theme this month called Dynamic Duos. I had this thought a few months ago in my spirit, and I was thinking about different things, kingdom principles and people in the Bible that worked together, that worked in tandem. And I thought about dynamic duos. We're starting with Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, where Jesus said, "Assuredly I say unto you, whatever you bind on earth or refuse to permit will be bound in heaven," refuse permitted from heaven. "Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever you permit will be permitted in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree," everybody say agree. "If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name," Jesus said, "I am there in the midst of them." And that word "there" doesn't mean in the sense of God is everywhere, the omnipresent God, he's everywhere. But he basically said, "I will manifest my presence where you find agreement and you gather together in my name." Say amen. Amen. Psalm 133 verse 1 says this: "Behold, how good, how pleasant it is for brethren," brothers and sisters, "to dwell together in unity." The unity there, it is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. Here's the point: for there, everybody say there. Where is there? There is the place of unity and agreement. It's talking about the anointing oil comes over the whole body. Comes from the head down. Jesus is our head. Comes from the head down and covers all the body when we are in real unity. It is like the dew of heaven descending upon the mountains. And look, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. The rest of this month, we're going to talk about amazing associations, powerful partnerships, and covenant connections, okay? Superheroes Batman and Robin were often referred to as the dynamic duo because of the way they consistently worked as a unified team. But there are many more real and true dynamic duos in the Word of God. Now, I'm not going to preach on Batman and Robin, but I do want you to know that the point of reference, one of the earliest TV shows I remember from when I was 5 years old in the mid-60s, and that was the original Batman series with Adam West and Burt Ward. Anybody old enough to remember Batman and the original? I'm talking about way before Michael Keaton or George Clooney or these guys. this was a crazy, funny, for a six-year-old, it was, or five-year-old, it was really fun. I didn't miss it any week. I didn't miss it. And the dynamic duo, Moses and Aaron in the Bible, a dynamic duo. Joshua and Caleb, a dynamic duo. Elijah and Elisha, a dynamic duo. David and Jonathan had a covenant friendship, covenant brotherhood it was incredible. They were a dynamic duo. Peter and John, Paul and Timothy, on and on. So we'll talk about a couple of those this next couple of weeks. There's a word that describes the exponential power increase that takes place when strong, God-connected people stand together shoulder to shoulder in faith and love. And that word is the word synergy. Everybody say synergy. Synergy refers to the combined action. This is a dictionary definition. The combined action of two or more entities to produce a total effect greater than the sum of their individual effects. Synergy speaks not only of cooperation, listen to this. Synergy speaks not only of cooperation, but also collaboration, coordination, and integration. That you're actually working in tandem, that you're actually, that two people together can become like a right hand and a left hand. And I hope that's the way your marriage is developing. Hope that's the way your partnerships at work are developing. That you have this, you're developing this synergy. Now, the word synergy is based on what we said, the principle that Jesus gave in Matthew 18, the principle of agreement. The Bible says where two shall agree. If you've been here a while, you know that the word agree there in the Greek is the word symphoneo. Symphoneo, from which we get the word what? Exactly, symphony. So, where two shall symphoneo, where two shall agree, where two shall come into like a concert or a symphony orchestra. Now listen, in a symphony orchestra, they don't always play the same thing at the same time, but they play things that they all have different instrumentation, and they all have different, some blow into a brass instrument and some a woodwind, some play a string, some play the drums, whatever it is. But all those sounds work together and become harmonic. They're in agreement, not because they're playing the same exact thing, but because they're playing things that work together that make it even more beautiful. That's what we need to aspire to in our marriages, in our friendships, in our relationships, in our work relationships, and in our church. We need to aspire to agreement. Many diverse sounds and instruments coming into harmonic alignment to produce beautiful music. It's like when I first met my girlfriend over here on the front row. We were 17 years old, and I said, "Hey, baby, I think we can make beautiful music together." And she brushed me off and went out with another guy. But anyway, I said, no. Anyway, no, I didn't have good game. I thought I had good game until I used that line and realized I didn't have good game. Deuteronomy 32:30 says this: how could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them? Think about this kingdom principle. One alone can conquer 1,000, but two conquers 10,000. That's exponential manifestation of power. And this is why the enemy tries to get you to be in disharmony, disagreement, disproportional upset in your closest relationships, because where there is division, there is weakness. Two conquers 10,000. Synergy produces exponential power increase. I read an article about draft horses. Anybody seen the Clydesdales? I love those. They're beautiful horses. The magnificent Clydesdales. One horse by itself, it said, has the ability to haul up to 8,000 pounds. One Clydesdale can pull like 8,000 pounds. That's massive. But listen to this. With two horses, you would think then they could be paired together to haul 16,000 pounds. But no. When yoked together in a team, side by side, they can actually haul up to 24,000 pounds of material, because in working together, they have more power, they have more synergy. Furthermore, when two Clydesdales are trained to pull together and get into a groove over time, their capacity increases to nearly 32,000 pounds, from 8,000 pounds alone to 32,000 pounds together, just two in a team. Why? Because they're together. They're in agreement. They're in harmony. They're in unity. They're in unison. And there's something that happens, and that's one of the reasons why I love our team so much, because these guys, we've been pulling together for so long now that hopefully you don't even feel a drop-off when somebody goes on vacation or somebody's on the mission field or whatever's happening around. Hopefully you don't even feel a drop-off. Why? Because we've been together, alike for many years now, and found that place of working together. And I hope you get the benefits of that. This is why the Bible cautions believers, listen, not to be yoked together with the darkness of unbelievers. Not because God will be mad or he's trying to keep you from having fun, but because your capacity will be exponentially lower than God's best. You'll never fulfill 32,000 pounds of torque and power in accomplishing if you're yoked together with the wrong thing. Thank you for that overwhelming response. I hope you're getting this. This is why we don't encourage, you know, I would never encourage a young person to, you know, missionary dating, they call it, missionary dating. That means where somebody is going to, a believer that's fired up for God, and suddenly they're dating somebody who's out there in the world and doesn't know the Lord, they're unequally yoked. I'm not putting a law on you. I'm just trying to tell you, God's trying to keep you having your maximum potential and your calling and your purpose and your destiny by connecting you with the right people. So that's why you guard your heart. Here's the principle, single people. Here's the principle. Just don't date someone you wouldn't consider marrying. Well, how do I know till I date them? Well, in this world, this says try them out. Try them on for size. See how it works. I'm just telling you, that's a disaster because the Bible teaches that everyone you lay down with, hint, hint, you get up with everything they had when you lay down with them. This is why the whole morality issue is a big deal. And I don't preach on this often, but I'm just telling you for your own good. These are the things, this is what God's trying to say. He's not trying to put rules on you. He's trying to say, make sure that you guard yourself because you're going to get yoked with somebody. And it may not be easy over. Yeah, it took you. See, I thought I was slow today. Trying to get you out of your shell. Some of you are scrambled today, but anyways. I got to go. I have 8 more minutes. I've done pretty well. We're almost done. 12 minutes. That's awesome. Some of you are saying, why can't you do that every Sunday, Pastor Richard? I have no idea. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, which literally in the Greek means together, together, alike, alike. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. My friends, God's Pentecostal power cannot move until we come into that place of unity and agreement. Together, together, alike, alike. Not fighting each other, not picking on each other, not looking for... not judging each other for our own imperfections. We've got to get to the place where we just focus on Jesus. Did you sense that presence today when Pastor Lindsay just said, just started singing, there's something about that name. Some of you didn't even know the words. That's okay. But kings and kingdoms. Kings and kingdoms will all bow to that name. There's something about that name. There was a holy presence that came in. That's why Pastor Chris got up and just started moving and calling out what God was doing in power to heal and to deliver and set people free. You have to wait for somebody to lay their hands on you for God's touch. The touch of God was in the room when we found that symphony, that concert of freedom, that place where we're just lifting our voices and just singing out and just worshiping Him and focused on one thing. The name of Jesus. The word says the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into that name. There was a substantial presence. I feel the presence of the anointing right now moving in the room. There's that substantial presence. That presence comes in. It literally can be your shelter. We run into that name. We run into that presence. Some of you are looking around trying to figure out what everybody's feeling because you weren't feeling it. But when you're leaning in to God, you'll sense that. The suddenlies where the power of God flows is when we find agreement, unity, one accord in one place. Great things happen in kingdom unity. Pentecostal power fell after they came into agreement together, together, alike, alike. This is why the enemy's greatest weapon is to divide people. Small frictions fester into bitterness, resentment, offenses, and full-blown anger. That's why the Bible says one of the things that God hates is people who sow discord among the brethren, people who try to divide people by spreading gossip and slander and malicious things. Lord, protect us in this church. For 35 years, God has been so good to protect us from religious politics. Amen. Anybody ever been to a church where they're, I'll just be honest about it. Ever been in a church that's deacon possessed? Yes. The board. The board runs everything. The visionary leader is powerless to obey God. I thank God we do have sects and structures and accountability and advisory board and our eldership and our pastors. We have these things. We have all the legal requirements, and we have all these, especially about the finances, we have all these layers and layers of accountability to make sure everything's above board. We've done it since the beginning. We did it voluntarily. But the reality is there's always been a freedom in this house to obey the next thing the Spirit of God says to do. And we haven't had, you know, people, we had people in the early days come and say, can I get a business card? I said, excuse me? One lady said, yeah, I want to put Minister so-and-so on my business card, and I want to put it as part of Now Church. I said, well, first of all, I don't know you. Second of all, you're volunteering. You don't get, we're not a church about titles. We have a few pastors, but we're not trying to give out titles left and right. All that does is create people jabbing each other and trying to step on each other and spread malicious gossip so they can have a position. That's nonsense. If you, one of the things I hope you feel when you come to Now Church or you're watching from home is this sense of freedom in the atmosphere, because we're not tied up with all this stuff going on. May God keep us that way. Not just in my generation, but in every generation of the leadership of this house. The enemy wants to divide people. Unity equals power. Division equals weakness. If you want to take a picture of anything on the screen today, take a picture of this when they get it up on the screen. Not that. Unity, do we have that? There it is. Unity equals power. Division equals weakness. This is why if you irritate each other as a couple, remind each other, this is the enemy of your soul trying to get you to be out of agreement. Because if you fight and you pull apart, the enemy wins. Right. Unity equals power. Division equals weakness. It's a simple truth, but it's still the truth. Jesus sent disciples out two by two in Luke chapter 10. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. But if they fall, one will lift up his companion. We need to work together. The problem with working together with other humans is that your heart becomes vulnerable, doesn't it? Here's a good question as I close. Show of hands. How many have ever had your feelings hurt by someone? Okay, thank you. Is there anybody in the room who's had such a perfect life that you've never had your feelings hurt by anyone? I want you to lay hands on the rest of us. The truth is, in this human condition, we go through storms. We go through stuff. We get our feelings hurt. Sometimes we get our feelings hurt from the people that are closest to us. Sometimes from the people that are distant from us. But the problem is, the natural tendency is once we get hurt, we set this wrapping around our heart, and we are not as vulnerable the next time in a relationship because we have all this memory of the pain of the last time. I'm praying that you're able to find freedom and not shut down in your relationships. Because people that shut down start sabotaging their own divine connections as a preemptive way of avoiding pain. But the Word of God says, pursue peace with all people. Pursue peace with all the people around you so you can see and experience the Lord. Allow God today to heal your hurts and strengthen your heart and restore right relationships. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands on this one, but sometimes people actually have arguments on the way to church over dumb things. And then you come in and you spend the first 5 minutes of praise and worship like, let's dance before the Lord. Let's go for Him. You waste your time. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Division is weakness. Unity is strength. And unity, let me say this way, my second close, and I'm 20 minutes. 20 minutes, we've done a miracle. Bow your head and close your eyes. 20 minutes. Now you know I can do it. when I get back from long trips. All over this place. Find your place of agreement. Listen to this. It starts with a decision, not a feeling. Forgiveness, unity, restoration begins with your decision. I set my heart in unity. I forgive and release my friend, my coworker, my spouse, my whatever level of relationship. I set my heart to forgive and to be forgiven because of God's goodness to me. Father, I pray for every person hearing the sound of my voice, whether in the room or watching online, that you would heal relationships, that you would establish decisions of agreement, that you would cause harmony, supernatural, symphonic relationship in Christ. Someone here needs healing. Someone here, you've been so hurt, you're now just so guarded that you're not even able to really enter into healthy relationships. God can move in that. It's not a 1-2 skidoo. It takes some time, but God can begin a process here today. He loves you, and His love heals. His love heals wounds. His love heals hurts. And if you don't know Jesus, my prayer is that today you'll invite Jesus to be the Lord of your life, because that's the beginning. You'll never find unity and agreement in this world without finding the Prince of Peace first. The Prince of Peace is not a thing. He's a relationship. He's real. He's a person. He's the second person of the Trinity. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, God can come and bring unity. Listen, there's no schism in the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're perfectly united. They don't compete with one another. They complete one another. Father, I pray healing in relationships. I rebuke bitterness and anger and the things that are trying to hold people captive to the past. Bring unity. Bring harmony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you're here today and say, Pastor, pray for me. This kind of strikes something in me. Or maybe you just want to give your life to the Lord. If you want me to pray for you, just put your hand up and keep it up for a moment. You know who you are. Yeah, hands are going up everywhere. Father, I ask you to move in every person whose hand is raised, every person whose heart is open, that you'd move in their lives right now and in the homes of people watching online, that you'd move in strength and power, that you'd move to bring everything coming back into divine alignment. Lord, we cast down angry words that have been spoken in haste. Lord, let there be true repentance, true healing, true forgiveness that can only happen through Jesus, not through us, but through Jesus. We bring it to you. Everybody just say this with me. Just say, Jesus, I invite you into my life in a brand new way. Come and help me to go over all the hurdles. Help me to live for you. I want to know you. Today I choose the way of forgiveness, the way of your love, to move forward in the relationships in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God's moving right now. Let Him move. Let Him move. Amen. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us at Now Church. For the latest updates, visit us at nowchurch.com, including live or on-demand video, event registration, online giving, and much more. And don't forget to follow Now Church on our social media platforms, including Facebook, and Instagram. And please use the hashtag NowChurch. Thank you.